This is a test of the Stanley broadcast for the SOB Sawtooth Outdoor Bonspiel in Stanley, Idaho.
The SOB. This is pretty much the only outdoor one in the Pacific Northwest in the United States.
We got people from Vancouver.
I am here with the Bambi Killers.
We have people from Montana.
And I roll for the Rocks in the Kettle House.
From Idaho.
And my team is called Sly and the Family Stone. And I'm with the Boise Curling Club.
We're on the Sheet Yaz.
This is Team Ebola.
We got people from Arizona who are coming to Nowhere, Idaho to throw rocks outside because you know why? Because they can.
Get that leg back. I want to see a good push. Nice job. Get on it. There we go.
Curling is about being outside, doing a really strange sport.
So, okay. Take a bunch of 15th century Scots.
Ah, curling's heritage, man. I'm from Scotland. That's where they all come from. Curling's cool.
Get them drunk.
You know, you got a spoon so I can drink my beer?
It's winter. And their lock or whatever that is frozen.
It's extreme. It's like, this should be in the X Games.
And then they're like, what rules should we come up with for this?
Rules? What are the rules?
And so there are a lot, and they're weird.
A curling team is made up of four people.
They each throw two stones.
The captain of the team is referred to as the skip.
So they're the ones who are going to be telling you how fast or how slow or to sweep or not to sweep.
Other side of the boom. Other side of the boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweeping makes it go faster, straighter, and longer. And so if you really are good at sweeping, which is actually the one thing I feel like I'm good at, because I'm not that good at most things, it's super useful. Right, watch this guy, right?
Push that stone. All right, go. All right, that's all.
The main point of curling, like most sports, score more points.
Stand as close to the center circle with the most stones inside the other team's stones.
And the more that you have close, before the next one is close from the other team, they score as well.
It's a lot like chess mixed with shuffleboard on ice.
It is exactly like bocce ball, only we shoot at the center of the target, not the little white ball.
We generally play eight ends or eight innings sort of thing.
Except there's no top or bottom, it's just a straight end.
Usually game takes about 2 hours.
Sportsmanship is a big deal. Winners buy the beer for the losers.
The rules are flexible. Honor code is forever, man.
So I love the kind of mix of physical activity with strategy. And then I'm 42, so it gets my 10,000 steps in too, which is nice. Because I'm old and kind of fat.
Indoor curling is predictable in terms of the ice is being cured. It's being prepared.
Indoors, we have dehumidifiers. We have people that are working on the ice daily.
And you kind of know where you're at. And we kind of know going into it, we're going to lose. But outdoor curling, there's a lot of deviations and stuff, and we might just win one game.
And outdoor curling is just a festival of people having fun with the sport they love.
Yeah, it's a little like freedom.
I have broken up with a girlfriend over curling, so curling is love to me. It is fantastic. I love doing it. I'll do it for the rest of my life, man.
It's fun. It's pressure-free. It's kind of silly. It's silly. It's a silly sport.
We are all unique and we're all a little crazy and we all love each other and come together for the sport.
No, don't touch it.
Up no, that's...